rise, early to bed. And in between I cooked and cleaned and went out of my head. Going through life with blinders on, it's tough to see. I had to get up, get out from under and look for me. There's a new girl in town with a brand new style. She was just passing through, but if things work out, she's gonna stay a while.
Is that the office? Okay. Give me a chili dog to go. Ah! Oh, watch it! You could have knocked me unconscious.
How would you know the difference?
Hey, I got a hot date with J.W. tonight. I don't want a permanent wave in my scale.
Yeah, come on. It's bad enough we risk our lives out here trying to sell your food. Kitchen should be neutral territory.
All right. Just trying out my new clubs.
Hey, look there. A whole set of Harold Plumbers.
Arnold Palmers, and you stay away from these babies.
Oh, I must have read it wrong. That must have set you back a bundle.
$125?
Well, meet the man in the greasy t-shirt who wouldn't give us a $2 raise.
Yeah, I thought you said all your money was tied up in poverty.
Hey, I got a good deal on these. I bought them off this woman while I was playing golf today. She was going to give them to her husband for his birthday, but I got lucky. He dropped dead blowing out the candles on his cake.
Well, that's true, love. The body is still slumped over the cake and the wife is out selling the clubs.
She needed the money for the burial.
Where can you get buried for $125?
In a sand trap.
Come on, would you please hurry with my hot dog? I got a guy here who's in a hurry. I think he's got a getaway car.
He's probably trying to get away from the food.
Stop poking fun at my cooking. Oh, I think I pulled off a big deal today for the diner while I was playing golf. You know who I play golf with?
No.
Holly Kornfeld.
What's a Harley Kornfeld?
He only happens to be the president of BBC.
The BBC?
Yeah, the Buffalo Businessmen's Club. I talked Harley into considering using Mel's diner for his monthly luncheon meetings. Can you imagine? 50 buffaloes eating my cooking.
That'd be the first buffalo stampede since the West was won.
You won't get to sign the contract until Harley and the rest of his committee come over and sample the food. Which means, by the way, that that particular day we're going to have real gourmet cooking.
Who's going to cater it?
Where would you like to go? 300 yards.
Hi, J.J., that's a dollar even.
Okay, Minnie. I'm going to see you later tonight, huh?
Okay.
I figure 6:30. I figured we'd go to that drive-in movie.
Oh, no, that's closed.
Who cares?
Again.
Hey, I'll ring it up for me, will you?
Sure. Now, honey, a hamburger is 95 cents, not 75.
Since when?
Since I changed the prices last night. Don't you ever read the menus?
Of course I do. Here it is. Hamburger. 75 cents.
No, that's a 9, not a 7.
All mail in his lousy handwriting.
I typed it, Flo.
It looks very clear to me, Flowey. Do you think that maybe you need to...
Are you going to say I need glasses?
Not me.
What are you doing, Flo? Are you giving J.W. a 20-cent discount because he's going to take you out tonight?
That'll be the day. You want your lousy 20 cents back? I'll get it for you. I'll call J.W. over at the garage when you come over here and bring it to you money-hungry golf nut. You want your 20 cents there? Take it.
You gave me 2 pennies.
Hi.
Hi, honey.
Hey, Flo.
Hi, Tiger.
What's up? I thought you had a date tonight.
So did I. Boy, this is one for the books. Florence Jean Castleberry's been stood up.
Well, maybe J.W. found out you want to get the 20 cents back from him.
Don't try to kid me out of this, Alice. You ever stood on a street corner waiting for a guy, and I gave up 4 other dates?
4 guys asked you out on the same night?
Now that's how many guys stopped to pick me up.
just any car with just any guy?
Oh, they weren't driving just any car. One guy was in an LTD and the last guy was in a hot pink Eldorado.
Sounds like your kind of corner. Where was it?
Second and Broadway. I stood there from 6:30 till 7:30 waiting on JW.
So what have you been doing for the last hour? It's 8:30 now.
8:30? That can't be. I just left there.
Well, it is.
How do you like that? I was an hour late because of this dumb little watch. I need bigger hands.
And longer arms.
Are you still hinting that I need glasses?
Hey, only if you want to see, you know what I mean?
Next thing you'll be saying is that I need a hearing aid and a walking cane.
Nobody said anything about you getting old.
You just did. I say, and I'm not.
No, I didn't. Jeez, we're all so hung up about age. You're not an old person. You're a very young woman.
Yeah, Flo. Maybe you just have old eyes.
Old eyes.
Come on. Why aren't you doing your homework?
Well, I am, in a way. But someday I might want to do a college theme on the vanity of a human female.
Another crack like that last one. You might not make it to college, bus.
Hey, Flo, this girl I sit next to in class. She's only 12 and really built. She just had to get glasses.
Yeah. Huh? Who's that, Rebecca?
Yeah,
very young 12. Tommy's crazy about her. He just invited her to his class party, right?
Oh, I canceled it. Who wants to be seen with a four eyes?
He knows. He's only 12 years old, and he knows that men don't never make passes at girls who wear glasses.
No, he doesn't know, and that's ridiculous. It's an old expression that doesn't hold up. The world is full of glamorous people who wear glasses.
Name one.
Well, yes.
Woody Allen.
I'm still waiting to hear about them glamorous creatures who wear glasses.
More glamorous than Woody Allen?
Oh, Woody Allen.
Henry Kissinger?
Keep going.
Queen Elizabeth.
Oh.
A very glamorous person, Queen Elizabeth.
Well, you can get away with wearing glasses if you own your own country and have your own personal prince.
What's so terrible? You need glasses. It's not the worst thing. I spent my whole childhood wanting glasses. Horn-rimmed glasses?
Oh, horn rims.
Always thought they make you look so, smart and sophisticated.
Well, that's not what they're looking for on Second and Broadway.
Models wear glasses, Flowey, and they have a terrific big frame.
No, I don't want to. I'm not going to wear glasses. I don't want to wear them, and I'm not going to.
Oh, you really are. You're being awful pig-headed, you know.
Pig-headed. Well, I'm not going to talk about this anymore. I'm going home. That is, if I can find a Boy Scout who will help me across the street. Who moved that wall?
She's coming. Okay, listen. Really be complimentary, okay? Because I spent all last Wednesday talking her into these glasses and she's wearing them.
What do you think?
I think you look out of this world.
Yeah, like from Star Wars.
Flo, if I didn't know that was you behind those glasses, I swear I'd ask you out.
Oh, hey. Oh, thanks.
Do you really like them?
Oh, yes. It makes me wish I was old so I could wear glasses.
Important thing is that you can see, right?
Yeah, thanks. You do look different.
Sure.
Oh. Hey, look to me. I thought them grease spots on that wall was polka dot wallpaper.
Right, you can see them. Clean them.
I don't do walls or windows.
If you do those glasses, you'll be doing windows.
Well, I thought, well, what the heck? As long as I'm going to wear glasses, I may as well go all the way.
Oh,
ooh,
really
here
nice.
Comes the real test. What? Here comes JW. Hi, JW.
Hi, Flo.
I'm sorry about the other night. You get to call at the garage.
Yeah, those things happen.
Well, I misread my watch, but that won't happen anymore.
Did you get a new watch?
No, I got... Hey, what we didn't do before, are we still gonna do that?
Flo, that's what I want to talk to you about.
Oh. Yeah?
When I didn't connect on you the other night, well, it gave me a lot of time to think things over. Flo, you're just too nice a girl for me to go on doing this to you.
Well, if I don't object, why should you?
I've never told you this before, but I'm married.
That's a hell of an excuse to make just because you don't want to take out a girl who wears glasses.
Huh?
Don't play dumb with me.
I never even noticed them.
Now I know you're lying. You'd have to be blinder than I am not to notice these. Go on and say it. You don't want to take out a four eyes.
Hey, cool it. There's a public diner.
That has nothing to do with it, I swear.
Oh, go on and say it. Go on and say it. Flo is a four eyes. Flo is a four eyes. Go on and say it. Come on and say it.
Will you say it so we can end this brawl?
How dumb do you think I am? A wife?
But I have got a wife, and I can prove it. Look at this. A missing button, a shirt sleeve that needs towing.
You cool it. You upset my customers.
This hamburger did it first.
Come on, I think he's telling the truth.
Yeah, well, I don't trust you neither.
Why? What did I do?
If you hadn't talked me into wearing these things, he wouldn't have made up that lie about being married.
But I am married.
Yeah, I can vouch for that. I take his wife out when he's out with you.
Here, wear these. Maybe next time you'll see the punch coming.
Okay. Well, can you speak? Do you want a doctor? What? Can you breathe? Okay, I'm coming. Yes. I'm real glad you came.
Alice, I have to open up the diner. What is this hassle about Flo?
Why did you spend the night here anyway?
Because she's so depressed, I didn't want her to be alone.
Is she still in a funk because she has old eyes?
Is she ever? She's so depressed last night, so we thought the best thing would be to have her watch TV. So we give her a beer, we give her some cheese dip. We sit her down on the couch, we turn the TV on. You know what was playing? The story of Helen Keller.
Oh, dear.
She was so upset, she ran out of here crying, went in the bathroom, and hasn't come out since.
That's terrible.
Sure is. We had to go to the filling station to use the bathroom.
Oh, what's the big fuss? She hasn't come out to eat.
Ah, no. She had the foresight to take the cheese dip with her.
You know, the newspapers are always filled with stories about people killing themselves in bathrooms.
If she does that, we'll never get in there.
You go to school, okay?
Yeah.
You can go to the boys' room.
Alice, what are we going to do?
I don't know.
Oh, that buffalo luncheon is coming up in 2 days. She can't kill herself. I just don't have the time to break into a new girl.
Okay, you want to see what you can do, Mr. Hart?
All right.
Now remember, she's really upset, so the wrong word could just make her hysterical.
All right, let me handle it.
Okay.
Flo! Get your carcass out of there. I'm going to fire you. Say something.
Kiss my grand.
Any way to talk to a guy who just got out of bed just to come here and talk to you in the bathroom? Now, you come out here, little girl. You come on out here, you Texas turkey!
Very good, Mel.
Is this what they mean by breaking and entering?
Flo, there are lots of people who wear glasses. And they lead absolutely normal lives. All right, so you won't look like Farrah Fawcett. But you didn't look like her before either.
That'll soothe her right into a breakdown.
I sure wish she'd say something. She's starting to make me very nervous.
You hear that? Starting to make Vera very nervous. Now, if you're alive, let's hear from you.
Florence Jean Castleberry is alive and well and living in my bathroom.
And wasting water.
What are we going to do?
Gee, I had a great idea that almost worked last night. I was talking to her about contact lenses. And she's really interested, except she can't afford the $60 down payment.
She can't come up with a lousy 60 bucks?
Not on her lousy wages. Why don't we chip in? Why don't we split it three ways? Huh?
20 bucks a piece?
Yeah, that's what it'd be. Yeah, sure.
I'll chip in.
Thank you, Vera. Come on, Mel, come on. The buffalo luncheon is 2 days away.
Yeah, all right.
Flo-y, it's Alice. Don't flush. I got the down payment here for your contact lenses, Flo.
Maybe she doesn't believe you. Why don't you slip it under the door?
No, don't do that. Make her come out here for it.
What?
If she croaks in there, my $20 is going to be tied up in her estate.
I don't believe you.
Flo! That is your last chance. Now, either you're going to come out here or I'm going to come in there. All right, stand back. All right, Flo!
Who was that?
Okay, guys, let's hear it. Buffalo, Buffalo.
Did somebody call?
How's the first course so far, Harley?
Well, it's hard to hurt canned tomato juice, Mel.
Hey, that's not ordinary canned tomato juice. I imported it from Italy.
That's right. The tomatoes aren't just squeezed. They're stamped on by Italian nuns.
I prefer my tomatoes squeezed, but the ones I squeeze aren't in cans.
All right, hang in there, Buffaloes. The next round is going to knock you out.
Will you cut out the waiting bit? You're serving him lunch, he's looking at you for dessert.
I'm not making this contact lens in my right eye feel funny.
Well, maybe you've had it in too long. You should go in the kitchen and take it out.
Clear the deck, girls, for the second course.
Hey, what happened to that red-headed cutie pie?
Cutie Pie went into the kitchen to remove her wink. Hey, what are you looking for? Did Mel hit a meatball in the rough?
Hey, get off your hands and knees. This isn't a church. You two stop your gabbing. Get that gelatin salad over there.
Okay, I got it.
What's going on? I lost one of my contact lenses.
Oh, no. Are you sure?
Yeah, when I went to take them out, I only had one.
Oh, it's so hard to find. Why are we whispering?
Because if it isn't down here on the floor, there's only one other place it could be. In the gelatin salad.
No.
I spent all morning making it.
Oh, my gosh.
Can you see anything?
You had to cut the grapes in half? Looks like the whole salad is staring at me.
I can't see anything.
You would if you hadn't put your other eye in here.
Alice, it's going to take us an hour to fish through all that fruit.
We can't risk that. We got to go collect those salads before Harley chokes on your wink.
Gelatin salad. So far, so good, Mel. Everything you've served has either been out of a can or a box.
Or from an optometrist.
No, wait.
I'm so sorry. I didn't mean to frighten you. Just... I think that you have the wrong salad, sir. Okay. Flo, would you give this portion to that gentleman at the end?
Oh, right you are.
And if you give me his portion...
Hey, what's going on here?
Well, see, you're the president, right?
Huh?
So, you get the biggest piece. Now, you must be the vice president, right? You know how I knew that? Because you never have anything to say. Yes, all righty, okay. Now, who's the treasurer here? Ah, how do you do, Mr. Treasurer? This belongs to you. See, because the vice president is more important than the treasurer, and he should have the biggest piece, and you have the biggest. That's why, yes.
Is this a game like button, who's got the button?
No, it's more like blind man's bluff, see? Flo lost her contact lens in a salad.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, excuse me, sir. Gee, you look nice and green. Just get you another portion, you know.
Oh, girls! Come on away, please. This is my big chance, and you're playing musical gelatin?
Well, you may as well know I lost one of my contact lenses in the gelatin salad.
Oh, gee! You realize what could happen if that small little glass eye gets into the stomach of a buffalo?
It would see your food and throw up.
I just bit into something in this gelatin salad.
Oh, hold it. Hold your mouth. This could be valuable.
A golf tee. I could have broken my tooth. Mel, I ought to sue you.
Sue me?
Yes.
Wait a minute.
Wait a second. Sue him? Why, you've just won the lucky golf tee.
Lucky golf tee?
Yes, sir. Congratulations. The lucky golf tee of the week.
Oh, what lucky golf tee?
The lucky golf tee of the week.
award.
That's right, sir. You have just won yourself a set of Harold Plummer golf clubs. Yes. You're waiting with balls. Trust me. And the phone number of a widow you can meet on the first tee.
What a fantastic promotional idea, Mel! We're gonna have our luncheons here from now on. Thank you, thank you. Look at that.
All right, all right. Yes, sir. Now let's hear it for Mel. Buffalo, Buffalo.
Two lenses were stuck together. I must have put them both in the same eye.
Oh, no wonder you couldn't see.
You dumb broad. You put both lenses in one eye?
You dumb broad.
Do.